In this video, we'll talk about what do I need to remember about carb cycling. Carb cycling isn't an effort-free way of eating. Many people embark on this regime without realizing how much work is involved. Planning is key to your success. You need to measure, count grams, and weigh in order to succeed. There are apps out there, such as MyFitnessPal, which can make life easier. However, if you want a regime that is all planned out for you, carb cycling isn't for you. On the other hand, if rules and guidelines are your preferred option, carb cycling is a great choice. Are you thinking about giving it a try? Then read on to find out what you must remember about this way of eating. Get it right for you. Your first step is to make sure you get your carb cycling regime right for you as an individual. Everyone has different carb intake needs. That means there's no single one-size-fits-all solution. You'll need to work out your own unique daily calorie goal for each day. This can be a challenge. One general approach to take is, want to lose weight? Multiply your weight by 10. This is the number of calories you should aim to consume each day. Want to maintain your existing weight? Multiply your weight by 12. This is the number of calories you'll need to eat daily. Want to gain weight? Multiply your weight by 15. This is how many calories you'll need to eat daily. Once you know the number of calories to aim for, it's time to move on to the next step. You need to divide up those calories amongst the three main macronutrients: fat, protein, and carbohydrates. Protein and carbs both supply 4 calories per gram. Fat provides 9 calories per gram. As well as carb cycling, you should aim for around 1 gram of protein for each pound of your weight. The rest should be made up of healthy fats. On a high carb day, you'll increase the number of carbs you eat. You'll also increase your calorie intake. The fats and protein levels will remain the same. On low carb days, you'll reduce your calorie intake. Again, your fat and protein levels will remain the same. Essentially, carb cycling is about reducing your calorie intake, but not feeling as if you are. It's important to remember that if you keep your carbs too low for several days, you can experience ill effects. Carb cravings, fatigue, sleep problems, bloating, irritability, moodiness, and constipation can all occur as a result. This happens because your body has used up all its available carbohydrates and is switching to using fat as fuel. It's a phenomenon known as carb flu. It is temporary, but if you maintain your hydration level and consume enough electrolytes, it'll pass quickly. Not everyone can cope with carb cycling regimes, though. For some people, it's a counterproductive way to eat. People suffering from Hashimoto's disease or who have adrenal fatigue can find their thyroid hormone production is reduced. This can slow down their metabolic rate and cause weight gain. People who are breastfeeding, pregnant, have a history of eating disorders, or who are already underweight should avoid this regime. Calories and protein. When you're carb cycling, it can be tempting to eradicate lots of things from your diet. It's important to remember that it's only refined carbs that need to be slashed. When you're eating fewer carbs, you need to ensure that fiber remains a key part of your diet. A low-carb day isn't a reason to forget apples or broccoli. Primarily, focus on taking out simple carbs and sugar from your diet. Bagels and muffins can go. Nutrient-rich, fiber-filled foods like quinoa, oats, beans, fruits, and vegetables should all stay. If you prioritize high-fiber carbohydrates on your low-carb days, you'll feel more full. Your cholesterol levels will be better controlled, and your microbiome will be healthier. This will help you to manage your weight effectively since you won't be tempted to binge. Inflammation will also be reduced, helping to combat obesity. You may think you can lose more weight if you reduce your calorie intake significantly. However, you still need to eat enough. Even on a low-carb day, you need to maintain appropriate calorie intake. The brain requires carbohydrates to function. Specifically, it requires glucose to run effectively. If there's no glucose for it to use, the body must use another source. It may end up using protein for this purpose. This is bad news when you want to maintain and build up lean muscle. You must, therefore, eat over 130 grams of carbs even on a low-carb day. The brain needs to be fed so you don't spend the whole day walking around in a fog. Remember, the quality of the food you eat matters just as much as the amount. Your high carbohydrate days mustn't be filled with fries and pizza. You should enjoy whole grains instead. Whole grain pasta and bread and brown rice are much healthier options than refined sugars. If you aren't sure what you should be eating, you should talk to an expert. The amount of carbs that you'll need will vary depending on your makeup. It will vary depending on your calorific needs, your activity level, and the type of exercise you do. It's also very depending on your height, weight, and gender. A dietitian can help give you a personalized recommendation. This will ensure you're able to get the right amount of fuel you require to maximize your results.